Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
How do we feel about the Houston Rockets? How do they currently stack up in the Western Conference? Because I have some questions or some concerns. It's The Drive. I'm Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee, Colin Neal on the steel wheels here
Super producer Colin.
Yeah, some people would say
like
super
that.
Producer Colin.
Yes, I agree.
I was waiting. Props to you for waiting a whole hour to drop that one in. I would have hit that right off the top.
Yeah. He's modest.
Modest enough to wait an hour.
I don't want to make it all about me, you know.
It's about you right now, Colin.
Yeah, I don't know. I tried to thank B. Scott and Patrick Creighton for the pizza that was left behind, and then Colin said, you should thank me.
He
says one thing on air, says another thing off the air.
But also, shout out to B. Scott and PC for that.
Yes, and Colin for picking it up.
Thank you.
And
thank you, gentlemen.
And all I ask is credit where credit is due.
You are a gentleman and a scholar.
Yeah, thank us all.
And thank you most importantly for not eating all the pizza so that there was some left for Chris and I to partake here this afternoon.
Luckily, there's no show after us today, so
that's right.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's right. We don't have to save it.
We can finish it off, guys.
But also, if pizza's been sitting out by the time you get to the show this evening, you have pizza that's been sitting out for 8 hours. You still eating it?
Sometimes you don't care.
I usually don't care.
If you're hungry, yeah.
I might care the next day.
But the same day?
Well, I'm saying I might care the next day because of the decision I made the day before.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm like, oh, that was a dumb decision.
Sometimes you got to roll the dice.
Are y'all a cold or hot pizza?
I can do either. I mean, I guess I prefer it hot, but sometimes cold. I guess it depends on where you get the pizza. Because sometimes cold, the next day after being in the fridge, is the best.
Yeah, well, that was cold pizza. I would classify
it. But it hasn't
been
in the fridge, though.
I think that's classifies room temperature.
That's tepid.
Yeah, it's
tepid.
Definitely room temperature. It's tepid.
Lukewarm.
But hey,
listen. Lukewarm. But I box.
Listen, though.
He's here all week, people.
Mm-hmm. Just, hey, no matter if it's cold or hot, one team that was cold and one team that's now getting hot again,
ooh.
The Houston Rockets.
Oh, yeah. Look at the super producer.
Love the segue there.
Getting us back on track.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can get off track.
He said, enough of your nonsense.
But
get back in line.
Hey. The man does his job well.
So anyways, I was at the store the other day. And
ATB?
Yeah. So the Houston Rockets have won three in a row. They play the Brooklyn Nets tonight, 5 o'clock Central Time. So they'll tip off while we're still on air. And they're favored by like 15, obviously. You know,
Nets.
Oh, yeah. Should be an easy win for the Rockets tonight. Would get their fourth straight victory. And that comes after a bit of a lull. They lost 4 out of 5. Now they've won 3 in a row. Should get another win tonight. sitting at, what, 20-10 right now is the Rockets' record?
Yeah.
Chris, how do you feel currently now that we've seen a large enough sample size? You know, obviously 82 games in a season, so we're 11 games away from the midway point already, which is hard to believe. But now that we head into January, how do you feel about this Rockets team compared to what you thought going into the year? Have they met your expectations? Have they impressed you even more? Have they disappointed you a little bit? How would you assess the first 30 games of this Rockets team so far compared to your expectations?
Like some other people, like some fans, that little rough patch they had, I guess, last week, week before last, a couple weeks ago. Where they lost to some really bad teams. I think it was the Jazz, the Pelicans, a couple other teams in there. I didn't think the sky was falling, but of course you're worried about that a little bit. But they are 10 games over 500, 30 games in. So a little bit over a third of the way through, almost halfway through the season, they're 10 games over 500. They're right about where I thought. I believe they're fourth in the West right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they should be pretty much most of the year, if not all year, at least in the top four, if not the top two, in this conference. Like that's how good I think, you know, coming in, that's how good I thought this team could be, you know, largely based on adding Kevin Durant, but also based on what they did last season. They were the number two seed as well.
Yeah.
So largely based on that, too. There's been talk out there about do they need to bring in a point guard. I don't know where you sit on that. I don't think it would hurt to test the waters. No, I love what Reed Shepard's done, but you have to ask, and obviously he's mostly coming off the bench here, but you have to ask, you know, do they have the backcourt in place that can get them over the hump?
Yeah.
And get them, for one, out of the first round.
Right.
Now, because that's all going to depend on the matchup in the first round. And you feel pretty good if they're a top three seed. Hopefully they don't fall any further than that. You know, they're four right now, but I believe they can finish top three in the conference. But like most years, the Western Conference is just deep.
It is.
And you got another. You got the Spurs coming on.
That's the problem.
You got OKC, obviously.
Yeah.
You got Denver. Now, I know Jokic went down with an injury. Now, how bad was that injury, though?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know how long
They're saying 4 weeks.
Okay.
He avoided a season ender.
Okay. See, yeah, right there.
But I'm curious for this month. I'm curious how the Nuggets do over the next month because, to your point, the West is so tight. I mean, the Rockets are a game and a half behind the Nuggets. That 4 weeks without Jokic could be enough to drop Denver behind Houston for good, right, for the rest of the season.
I mean, that could be enough to drop them down, you know, to where they're battling for six and not falling into the play-in.
Yeah, right now
that's enough.
They're only 2.5 games out of the play-in.
That's the thing about the West is so tight.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere from 9 up to, you know, about 3 or 4 is just, you know, OKC is probably going to continue to run away. Just there. It feels like with OKC, their only kryptonite right now is San Antonio. They've lost to them 3 times already. So it's just amazing how crazy deep the West is. Like, you just don't know how it's going to unfold.
Yeah. You can join the conversation, 713-572-4610 on the text line. Get to us in the YouTube chat as well, where Joseph Saragusa, my kind of guy, Saragusa said, he corrected me when I said should have an easy win against the Brooklyn Nets tonight, and he said, Rockets don't have easy wins against bad teams. That's fair. I mean, the Rockets have lost to the bottom 5 teams in the Western Conference already this year, which are bad losses. Yeah, I had the Rockets at the start of the season in the top 3. I said, you can finish behind OKC, you can finish behind Denver, I would expect that, but then I would put Houston right there. And so they're not that far off because they're the 4 seed right now, and as we just touched on, Denver might fall back from the pack here over the next month. The big concern to me, well, I have a couple concerns, but when I look at the standings, the biggest concern for me when looking at the Western Conference and how the Rockets currently stack up is what you mentioned, is the Spurs. The fact that the Spurs have already seemingly passed Houston in about a year, not even a year and a half.
They wedged themselves in here.
While adding Kevin Durant in Houston, and now you look over and it's like, oh, shoot, the Spurs. And they're more than Victor Wembanyama, and they're all youth. They got a good team.
They're young.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're the youngest team in the league, but, man, those guys are good.
And so that worries me is like, well, now all of a sudden, like I thought the Rockets would be right there in the
top.
Should
be that team. Yeah.
Yeah, now all the Spurs already passed them. So yeah. I think the Rockets are that number 4 team in the West. But what really worries me about Houston. Because the Rockets have played well, obviously, the 20-10 record. Looks good on paper. They've had a good offensive rating. They got a lot of talent on paper. Yeah. I like this Rockets team. I think there's a little catfish aspect to the Rockets, though. Because I think when you dig a little deeper, there's a lot of troubling numbers for Houston. And I honestly, I wonder how well they can handle adversity. The Rockets this year have lost all of their back-to-backs, the second night of the back-to-backs. They are only 10-8 on the road. They are under 500 against teams that have better records than them. There's something like 3-6, I think it is, against teams that are better than them. The Christmas Day game against the Lakers was a good showing, but before that, you know, they didn't have a lot. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Nuggets. They lost to the Thunder. They lost to the Spurs. They lost to the Pistons. They lost all the good, the best teams they've played. They've lost pretty much all those games outside of the one win to the Nuggets. And then the most troubling thing to me, honestly, and I mentioned this to you before we came on the air today, I love Kevin Durant. I've always said, if you could create a player, you're playing NBA 2K, and you're making yourself, you would just make yourself to be just like Durant. He is the most skilled
well-rounded
scorer. Yeah, when it comes to like weapons and ability on offense.
Nah, bro, you're just a cheeser at that point.
A cheeser? Yeah.
I come from a guy that plays 2K quite a lot. Like, come on, man. Play some ethical basketball.
Ethical basketball, huh? Yeah. What's that? What's that?
I don't know. We just like messing around.
We're talking about the NBA here. What is that?
Who would you create yourself if you were making a player in 2K? Who would you most resemble? Greg Ostertag?
No, Scotty Barnes, man. Scotty Barnes.
Oh, okay.
Why Colin got to be Greg Ostertag?
I don't know.
Colin, do you know who Greg Ostertag is? You remember?
No.
Well, you don't remember him. You weren't born yet, but look him up.
The first name that popped into mind.
I wouldn't take that, Colin. I wouldn't take that.
But you know,
Greg Ostertag.
Luke, you talk about though Kevin Durant's importance and all that good stuff. Do they need to rely on him more though in the closing situations? Because they still go to Alpie quite a lot in those situations.
So you don't want to see Alpie with the ball in his hands as much.
I don't want to. I'm not saying that. Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't want him at all to not have the ball. Yeah. But it's just like sometimes the Rockets lost a couple of games because of how Alpie has handled. At end of game, especially like with the Kings when you try to foul bait a three and then that allowed them to drive the Kings to drive down the court and hit a game tying shot to send it to overtime, which they eventually lost.
Well, here's my thing with all this, and what I was getting to with Durant is that I love Durant, but I do have questions about him in the clutch moments, because the biggest concern, I listed those numbers for the Rockets this year, my biggest concern is that Houston's 6-8 in clutch games, which is 19th best in the league.
Yikes.
For comparison's sake, the Lakers, say what you will about the Lakers, they're 10-0 in clutch games. And if you're curious, clutch games are games that are within three possessions in the final 2 minutes. Or technically two possessions, because I think it's five points.
I think
points.
It's 5 points.
Yeah, so technically points, that could be two possessions, a 3 and a 2.
Yeah.
But games that are within 5 points in the last 2 minutes, just to simplify it.
Yep.
Lakers have won every one of those. When they lose, they usually get blown out.
Austin Reeves been balling. That's
why. But the Rockets are only 6-8 in those games, not always against good teams. And so, look, maybe that's a small sample size. But then I was thinking, well, let me go back and look. And with the Suns, Durant was 500 in those. Well, the Suns with Durant, I should say, were 500 in clutch games. Where you look at last year, it was one of the best things about the Rockets. The Rockets were sixth best in the league last year. In clutch games, they were 26-18, sixth best winning percentage in the NBA. This year, the Suns are now in the top 10 in clutch games. So, you know, if you're looking at, well, what's changed? Okay, so Durant was on the Suns. They were not good in late tight situations, but the Rockets were really good without Durant. Now Durant comes to Houston. Oh, suddenly the Suns are one of the better teams in these late tight games, and the Rockets are much worse in those close games this year, despite having Durant. Compared to last year, it's probably unfair to put it all on KD, but it's a bit of a troubling trend for me, because if you're going to win in the playoffs, going to go win a championship, you're going to have to win on the road where they're struggled, you're going to have to win close games, you're going to have to beat good teams, and those are the three areas where they've struggled most so far this year.
Yeah, I did not know those stats. That's rough, because you would have thought bringing in Kevin Durant that they would either, you know, kind of stay where they were or really improve. On especially in the clutch, because KD is known as a closer, especially when he was, you know, in Golden State and in OKC, he was known as a closer. So you would think coming into this team that would continue on. But obviously that has not been the case. And as far as them, you know, their woes on the road, yeah, you got to get that turned around for one, because obviously in the postseason, you're going to have to go on the road and you're going to have to win big games. And if you're also not very good in the clutch, it's going to be a short playoff run this season.
Mm-hmm.
That's what those two things together equal for me.
Yeah, so those are my worries. Where good record.
They're valid. They are valid.
Good team on paper. They look good. Yeah. All these sort of things.
But once you dig a little deeper.
Right.
Like Luke did, he dug a little deeper.
Yeah. It's like you see these photos online, and then people that have Photoshop skills are like, oh, actually, this was changed. Here's a filter. This was altered. Yep. You did all these things. And it's like, oh.
If you know what to look for.
When you zoom in a little bit.
Yeah.
Doesn't look as good. When you zoom in on the Rockets' resume so far, I have some concerns about this team. On paper, they're one of the most talented teams in all of the league in the West. That's why they're the four seed. But they've struggled, like I said, on the road, in back-to-backs, which you don't have to worry about in the playoffs, but still just that adversity.
Yeah.
They've struggled on the road, back-to-backs, against good teams, and in late and tight situations, which to me is most important. Mm. On the text line, they said, we miss Dylan Brooks, huh? And somebody else said, the Rockets prove they can hang with the upper echelon of the league. They just can't close. The lack of a point guard is hurting them. But that's the most important thing. It's like the whole Seinfeld bit where you can take a reservation, but you don't know how to hold the reservation. And that's the most important part of a reservation. Anyone could just take reservations. But the real ones have to hold those reservations for your car, your rental car, or your restaurant table. Same thing. You can hang. That's great. But the champions are the ones that then win those close games. Thank you.
You have to close. You got to be closing.
Yeah.
And that's ABC, always be closing.
That's right. You could always join the conversation, 713-572-4610. Philip, if you do hang on, we'll get to you when we come back and also get to not only the Rockets, but the Texans. Circling back to the Texans, have they become the new Patriots? Mm. I'll explain what I mean. It's The Drive.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Have the Texans
officially
become the new New England Patriots? I'll let you know what I mean. It is The Drive. The fellas are out today. I'm Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee. Colin Neal on the steel wheels here this afternoon. Happy New Year to everyone out there. Hopefully you had a safe and fun New Year's Eve last night. We'll get to that coming up. But let's get back to these Houston Texans, who obviously have been trying to become this Patriot South thing that's always been used with kind of a negative connotation because of the Nick Caserio connection. He hires all of these people with Patriots ties, and I know a lot of Texans fans have been annoyed.
It's kind of par for the course, though, for the NFL. A guy had success somewhere. Mm-hmm. He's going to try to bring some of the people with him.
It's true.
You know,
it's not just the NFL. I mean, I think it's one of the laziest hiring things we do in this nation, where it's like, oh, that company's successful or that guy's successful, but we can't have him or we can't have that company, so let's just hire like the closest thing, which is why all of McVay or Shanahan's assistants get a job. Like, I would love to have Sean McVay. Oh, can't have him? Okay, well, let's just hire his assistant then.
He's got
to
be good,
right? Yeah, it'll be the same thing. He'll be like having McVay. Good. I think it's very lazy, but
doesn't always work out.
It happens in all industries, really. It
happens more often than not.
But especially in sports, yeah. So anyways, we know this whole Patriots South, like I said, it's been used as a negative, but have we gotten to the point where the Texans actually have become the new New England Patriots? What do I mean by that? Because they're not a dynasty. They haven't won any Super Bowls yet. But if you remember with the Patriots, one of the most frustrating things about New England was it seemed like they always got all the breaks. And you'd watch the Patriots, and they would rarely, with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, they would rarely screw up. Or shoot themselves in the foot. It was always the opponent would make these ridiculous blunders, and you're sitting there at home rooting against the Patriots, thinking like, how come they always get so lucky? Why do they get these breaks? These other teams always make these mistakes. And I've always compared it to the line from Christopher Walken in Catch Me If You Can, where he says to Leonardo DiCaprio, like, you know why the Yankees always win? Because everyone's distracted by their pinstripes. Something along those lines. Everyone loves their pinstripes, whatever it is. And it's that idea of being almost like nervous, right? When you go up against the Yankees back then, in their heyday, you would press. You would...
it's that mystique.
Yeah, it's the mystique. You'd have the nerves.
It gets to you.
And that's why teams would make mistakes against the New York Yankees back then. That's why teams would make mistakes against the Patriots. The Patriots are more calm. The other teams, this is Tom Brady. This is New England. We have to play perfect. You play so tight. You make these mistakes. And so that's why it seems like, oh, the Patriots are so lucky. They get all the breaks. But I think there is something to that in that they are so good that they almost make their opponents, you know, so nervous to make those mistakes. So where am I going with all this? Well, have the Texans gotten there, at least with their defense? Because it seems like when you watch these Texans, especially during this 8-game winning streak, kind of feels like they're getting a lot of breaks. I mean, you could just look at this Chargers game where the most accurate kicker of all time missed multiple kicks in what ended up being the difference in the game. They won by four. He missed a field goal. He missed an extra point. There's your 4 points. The opposition has the worst field goal percentage against the Texans. If you took every team in the NFL and looked at how their opponents did making field goals, nobody's been worse kicking field goals against anyone other than the Houston Texans. And there's not a lot of defense you could do to try to stop a kick.
Yeah, I mean, other than blocking it, the field goal, I mean.
Right.
I guess you can be a distraction. You get enough hands up, but I mean, it's hard to do a lot against a kick.
For sure. And then you have that Chiefs game where Andy Reid makes that decision to go for it. Like, what are you doing? Handing the game, tied game, they go for it on fourth down, don't get it. They give the ball to the Texans at the Chiefs' 30-yard line, and the Texans end up winning the game. That was essentially the Chiefs handing that game away.
They usually don't do.
They don't do.
They don't do that. They're usually the ones getting the breaks.
When you're going up against the Texans and that great defense and everything, maybe it makes Andy Reid perform a little out of character. Have the Texans become this new Patriots team in terms of the mystique simply from their defense? I'm not talking about the Texans offense.
Yeah.
But where this defense is so good, it makes these coaches overthink or it makes these players a little nervous. We had that delay of game in the Colts game that helped the the Texans win, that comeback to the Jaguars where you could point to a number of things. The game Saturday with the Chargers, with the dropped passes, the missed kicks. The Chargers made so many mistakes.
Yeah.
And it seems like these are all happening. It can't just be a coincidence that the Texans are on the right side of a lot of these breaks lately. I feel like it's these teams getting a little nervous or pressing or trying too hard against such a good defense.
I think if you ask most Texans fans, they say it's about time we start getting breaks.
Well, that's the funny thing, because they didn't get them early in the year, and they started 0-3, and, yeah. And you know, now the tide's kind of turned.
I think they'd say it's about time we're getting some breaks. No, but if you're talking about just the defense, you might be onto something there, Luke. Because this defense has been phenomenal, and I would attribute a lot of that to discipline. You know, I mean, just overall, just coming from the top down. Head coach all the way down. Even say GM all the way down. Nick Casario all the way down. Discipline. This is a very disciplined bunch defensively as far as that goes. So, no, I had never thought about it in that terms of saying, you know, are they the Patriot South? But obviously, there's the Casario connection there, and you might be right. Nick Haley now, I mean, nah, it's offense, obviously, but no, you could be right. You could be onto something because but along with also being really good, most teams that make championship runs, you have to be a little bit lucky. You have to get breaks along the way.
Absolutely.
You're not going to be 100% perfect on every down.
Yep.
It's never going to happen. Like you just laid it out. The Patriots, they got a lot of breaks along the way winning those six championships.
Yeah.
Now, if the Texans go on to win a championship, then we can really have this conversation. You know what I mean? If they really are in the mix and they go on to win it, even if they just make it to the Super Bowl, you can really kind of start to have that conversation. But in terms of just the defense, yeah, I'd say you're onto something there. You look like a detective today. Detective Luke. Detective Luke.
That's right. Happy New Year. If you're watching on YouTube or Twitch, I have my Happy New Year top hat on from last night. We're in a joyous mood today. So maybe that's fair. Maybe it's too soon to say the Patriots, but I like that word you used earlier, the mystique. This defense is so good that it's developed this mystique now that it causes the opposition to make these mistakes they generally would not make. But since they're going up against this defense, now they're making these crucial mistakes.
The defense has an aura about it now.
It does.
It does. I mean, and you know, when we were on with Sheldon Rankins earlier, you know, like I said, the defense was really good last year, but they've taken another step or two or three this year to where they're number one, not just in, you know, points allowed, but multiple categories defensive, like multiple of the most important categories defensively across the board. Mm-hmm. They are number one in the league.
They are. Yeah. I mean, they're the best defense. It's why they've won 8 in a row, and it's why I give them a pretty good shot to make a run in the playoffs here starting next week.
Yeah.
On the text line, somebody said, could this be the Autry effect with the missed kicks? Well, funny you should say that. Here was the Texans head coach, DeMeco Ryans. I believe this was on the coach's show Monday night. Here was DeMeco talking about, they asked him about this. How come these teams are missing all these kicks against you guys? Here's what the Texans head coach said.
Maybe you can answer this for me, but opposing kickers against the Texans from 40 and beyond are 6-for-13, which is ridiculous. That must be a historic number right there. And then Dicker misses from 32 or whatever, never missed inside of 40. And last year, you had one blocked against him. He misses an extra point. I don't want to pick on him, but why are you so good against opposing kickers? I know DeNico has something to do with that, or a fear of DeNico in addition to what he's done so far.
That's what I think. It's the fear of DeNico. Yeah. It's the Autry effect that happens. The thing when you watch all of our field goals, you see the way he rushes and you see the height that he can get to try to block kicks. Think that's in the kicker's mind. It has to be in their minds. And then also our guys are doing a great job of coming off the edge, right? Sometimes you don't see a lot of the kicks blocked off the edge, but you can force it. And those kickers feel that presence. They feel you just flying by them. And when they feel that, I feel like it affects them, right? And so, I mean, credit to the way our field goal. That's one unit for me that I think – you know, they don't get talked about much, but always it's a passion of mine that when we go out on field goal block, like we want to make them feel our pain for them even trying to kick on us. Yeah, we want them to feel it. So make sure you're rushing. A lot of guys around the league, they'll take that play off and they don't truly rush. So I believe in every time we line up, like we can block a kick, we can force a missed kick, but you have to play with that relentless effort to do it.
DeMeco talking about it. I like the word they used, fear.
I guess that's what I'm driving at, too. But I do think these teams have this fear, and I'm not talking about the Marky Mark movie from the 90s.
Fear
movie, by the way.
Fear is a tool.
Yes, that's right. And it has. I think it has been a tool for this Texans defense and therefore special teams as well, that it has crippled the opposition at times. But this is the culmination of this whole Patriots South. And I'll say this because I've been tough on Nick Caserio at times. Props to him. He's taken some big swings at times, and some haven't worked out. But you look at like C.J. Stroud, Will Anderson, and now you get these draft Laremy Tunsil this offseason, and now with those draft picks. And then you look across the division at somebody like the Colts, who tried to take a big swing with Sauce Gardner, blew up on them in part also because of the Daniel Jones injury.
And that didn't help.
And you look at these two teams that right now are going in opposite directions, in part because the Texans, some of their big swings have worked along the way. The Colts, some of their big swings, Anthony Richardson, just have not worked. So props to Caserio and the Texans there. Hey, speaking of the Texans, when we come back, who are the Coach of the Year candidates in the NFL this season? Should D'Amico Ryans win that award this year? We'll talk about it next. It's the Drive.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Who's your coach of the year in the NFL this season? And is he the coach of your Houston Texans? We'll get to that. It's The Drive. I'm Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee, Colin Neal. On the other side of the glass, and you as well. Appreciate you hanging with us as we start 2026. You can always join the conversation, 713-572-4610 on the text line. You can also get to us on the YouTube and Twitch chats as well. The Texans got off to that slow start. You know, I thought it was funny. I sat in yesterday with Clint here on the drive, out of Buffalo Wild Wings, and we listened to the D'Amico Ryans press conference on air. We listened to the C.J. Stroud press conference on air. And you could tell things are going well for the Texans because of the questions. There's just not as much to press or ask about. Yeah. And one of the questions, the last one to D'Amico yesterday, was like, what do you have to say about your fans who still support you guys after the 0-3 start? And D'Amico gave a great answer, of course. You know, we got the best fans. We've always had a great home field all year, yada, yada, yada.
What'd you expect him to say?
Right.
What'd you expect him
to say? And so, look, I acknowledge, I said this earlier, sometimes you have to ask the dumb questions to get the good answers.
Of course.
But this idea of like, hey, how about these fans that are actual fans and didn't just bail because the team was 0-3, but continued to support their team? Like, I just thought, what a silly premise. It's not like we're talking about, you know, relocating and then coming back to Houston 20 years ago after the Oilers. Like, oh, they started 0-3, and now you're going to the playoffs, and the fans are still supporting you this year? Crazy. What a wild concept. But with that said, they got off to that slow start. That's why I brought it up. I lost. Yeah. I was thinking, like, why did I go down that path?
Now you got it.
They got off to that slow start this year. Now have rebounded 8 straight wins, going to the playoffs. When you talk Coach of the Year candidates in the NFL this season, where would you slot D'Amico? Who were some of, honestly, I had not thought of this at all until you brought up the question earlier.
Yeah.
I had not thought about Coach of the Year this season in the NFL just yet. Let's run through it. Who are some of those names? And would D'Amico be one of them that you would right now consider for Coach of the Year this season?
Well, I'm going to run through a few of the names here that are for sure in the running. Mike Vrabel, New England.
Oh, yeah.
He's turned that team around in one season. Turned them around. Got them back to just more than even respectability. They're a pretty good damn team with a very young quarterback at that.
Now, granted, I will say the caveat is they've played the second easiest schedule of any playoff team in the last 25 years.
I get it.
But he has still done a really good job.
He's done a very good job. Hey, I understand that, but hey, what do they always say? You can only play who's in front of you.
It's true.
That's all you can do.
It's true.
Line up and play him. All right. Also got Mike McDonald with the Seahawks.
Yeah, he's done a really good job.
Because they could be, if they beat the Niners on Sunday, they're the number one seed in the NFC.
It's true.
They would have 14 wins this year. So
yeah,
he's also in there. Kyle Shanahan is going to be in there. He's turned the Niners. The Niners had a rough start.
Mm-hmm.
They were kind of, you know, back and forth between wins and losses earlier in the season, you know, week to week. Mm-hmm. Now they've gone on a run here in the latter half of the season, and they could also be the number one seed if they win. If they beat the Seahawks on Sunday, they'll be the number one seed, so he's going to be in there. And then, of course, you got Liam Cohen, first year with the Jaguars. He'll be in there. And then Ben Johnson with the Bears.
Yeah.
How long have we talked about the Bears just everywhere, about how bad the Bears are as a franchise and just how disappointing they've been, whether it be from the quarterback perspective, coaching perspective, management, ownership? They've just been horrible for years. There's been a couple years here and there where they've been all right, but Ben Johnson's got them turned around this year. And obviously, I think it would be a travesty if D'Amico Ryans isn't at least included in the candidacy.
I would agree.
He's got to be.
In being included.
But you just said it. You laid it out. They started from 0-3. I believe they're, 11-2 since then? They've won 8 in a row. I believe they're 11-2 since starting.
Make me do the math. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep. 8 game winning streak.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
He's got to be in the running. And I would think if somehow the Jaguars were to lose to the Titans this week and the Texans beat the Colts, they'd be third year in a row NFC South champion, and they end up winning 12 games, 12-5. I'm not saying he wins it for sure, but he's in the running for me. He's got to be.
Yeah, I think he should be in the running. As I said, I haven't really considered it, and then you listed off those names.
He's got to be.
Oh, they have good resumes. So
they do.
Those are the betting odds as well. Vrabel's a favorite, then McDonald, then Shanahan, then Liam Cohen, then Ben Johnson, and then Sean Payton. D'Amico is seventh in the odds.
Sean Payton is another one I did not mention, but I don't know.
Him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't consider Sean Payton. They were a playoff team last year. Look, I know the Texans were as well.
Yeah.
But the Broncos were a playoff team last year. This is the natural progression. Second-year quarterback, you should take that step forward.
Yeah.
And even though they're competing for the number one seed, they had also a brutally easy schedule. They've had a lot of close wins that probably shouldn't have been close. They've played down to competition.
Yeah.
And they're also led by their defense, which is not Sean Payton's side of the football.
Yeah.
if anyone's listened to me on these airwaves, they know I'm not a Sean Payton fan. So I admit I'm a little biased here.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
I think I've always thought he's a little overrated.
Very much so. As I always say, he's Mike McCarthy with better PR.
Oh, my goodness.
If you look at their resumes, they're almost identical
resumes.
They're
very similar, yes.
And yet we say Mike McCarthy's this terrible coach and Sean Payton is God's gift to football. I don't get it. It's probably because he has a lot of friends in the media.
It's probably because of his viral clips of him with these long, drawn-out play calls.
Like, yeah.
I will say, you mentioned him. I mean, just look at what happened on Christmas Day with KC. Like, KC literally could have actually won that game if they weren't the KC of today. I mean,
of this year.
The Broncos just are they're just on fraudulent alert. In my eyes, they are.
They might be one and done. Let's just be honest. They could potentially be one and done.
They could be. Patriots could be too.
Yeah.
All these teams have been playing with. It's funny. The teams with these great records. I mean, you can even make the case for the Texans on this 8-game winning streak, but you look at how they've won a lot of their games. A lot of these teams have been playing with fire.
Yeah.
And, you know, pardon the cheesy pun or cliche or whatever, but they might get burnt, you know, in the postseason. And obviously, we know it just takes one, your season's over.
But the Texans have beaten some good teams, though.
They have. That's the difference.
Now, depending when they played them, but yeah. They've beaten the Niners this year. They beat the Bills, beat the Ravens. Now, I get it. Lamar wasn't there, but they still beat them.
Well, if you go off of strength of schedule, Texans are top five for toughest schedule.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Bears, Broncos, Patriots are all bottom five for playoff teams.
I mean,
when you talk about playoff teams. So
if that means something to you, then, you know, there's that staff for you.
When you talk about Coach of the Year candidates, so, again, Sean Payton, exclude him. I would put D'Amico ahead of Sean Payton.
Can we substitute, if honestly, this is a big if they had, like, a much better strong finish in this season, I would have put Dave Canales from Carolina on there as well.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah. You put him in there. But, I mean, he'd be lower tier on that.
Yeah,
candidacy,
he would be.
Candidacy.
Well, my thing always with the Coach of the Year thing should be the best coaching job. And for the most of these guys, that is the case as opposed to just a coach with a good record.
I get that doesn't mean
they did the best coaching job. Maybe they just have the best team. When I look at this list, I think Vrabel should be in front of D'Amico. I think Mike McDonald in Seattle should be in front of D'Amico when you talk Coach of the Year. I think Liam Cohen, I mean, he's ahead in the standings, and this is his first year. I think Liam Cohen should be ahead. Shanahan, I know they had a bunch of injuries last year. You know,
they've had a bunch of injuries this year, too.
Yeah, and they could be the number one seed, but honestly, I bet them to win their division. I think that's kind of has been kind of expected for the night. We thought they were going to bounce back,
and even when they were like 4-4, 3-4, whatever it was, I thought they'd bounce back.
Yeah,
5-4, whatever they were. Yeah, I thought they'd bounce back.
And then Ben Johnson's the other one that props to him. But look, the Bears
think he's going to get a lot of consideration.
I'm sure he will.
I think he is.
He's another guy I kind of put in the Sean Payton camp, though. The Bears had a negative. They were like the first team ever to go 11-3 with a negative point differential. They have been very much like the Broncos, where they've had a lot of they broke the record this year for most wins when trailing in the final 2 minutes. I just think there's a lot of that flukiness to the Bears as well, where they've been very fortunate in a lot of these games. They get a ton of turnovers on defense. But when they don't get turnovers, their defense is actually ranked the fourth worst in the league. I think they've just been, I hate to say luck, because like Parcells used to say, you create your own luck. But they've been very fortunate, the Bears, this year.
But I think I think voters will look at that, what you just mentioned there, the late wins. They'll look at that as overcoming adversity. It's always a way to spin. There's always a way to spin anything.
Oh, believe me.
You can spin any narrative.
Everyone's talking about Ben Johnson as, you know, Mike Ditka there in Chicago, where I don't see it yet. I haven't been all
that
impressed.
It's still early.
Yeah.
It's still early.
So, for me, I think that's my top tier. Vrabel, who I'd probably give the award to, because this is a team that was under five. They won four games last year.
Four.
And they're going to be the one seed this year.
They were bad. They were bad.
I mean, I think even with the easy schedule, I think you have to give it to Vrabel. McDonald will be up there.
Yeah.
And then Liam Cohen would be my top three.
Okay.
And then I probably get to D'Amico in the next tier.
Okay.
So, in the conversation, absolutely.
I definitely. He's got to be in the
conversation. I wouldn't vote for him.
Got to be in the conversation.
I wouldn't vote for him. Who would you actually vote for if you had a vote? Coach of the Year, who would you pick? Ooh. Like I said, I think I would vote Vrabel.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, I want to say the Seahawks. I want to say Mike McDonald with the Seahawks because no one expected them to be this good this year. Not that I saw.
No.
Not almost. You know, if they win this week, they'll have 14 wins. But based on, they weren't as bad as the Patriots last year.
Right.
It's not the complete. And this is Vrabel's first year there.
Yeah.
Now, I get it. He's familiar with the franchise, but he had not been there in ages.
Mm-hmm.
He played years and years ago.
All right, so probably Vrabel.
Yeah, I think so.
Probably Vrabel.
And by the way, keep this in mind for next year. I said this. I was in this chair with John Lopez when the schedules came out, and I said bet on the Patriots to have a winning record this year because there's been a streak where the team that has the easiest schedule in the league has had a winning record.
Turn
I think
around.
It's now like 15 straight years.
Turn around.
And the Patriots did it this year. I bet the Patriots to make the playoffs. I bet them to win the division. I bet them to have a winning record. So thank you. Those all are paying off.
Congratulations, Luke.
Yeah, thank you. But keep that in mind. The reason why I bring this up is not to pat myself on the back.
Oh, come on.
But put this in your calendar and mark it for when the schedule comes out next year and then bet on whichever team has the easiest schedule to have a winning record. It happens every year.
Comes out like what, March? April?
I think it's
that?
Something like that, yeah.
Groundbreaking analysis from Luke Morrow.
There we go.
That's right. My bank account says so. so there was there's one other thing I was going to add. Oh, yeah, this update on the college football game. That's what I wanted to mention before
we
go to break. Indiana just stopped Alabama on a 4th-and-1. Indiana's leading 3-0 with the football second quarter. We have not updated the college football games all day long. We will get to that later on. Texas Tech lost earlier. They got shut out, and now Indiana has a 3-0 lead over Alabama second quarter. It's been a little bit of an ugly start to this one so far, but
just
Indiana has the early lead. Coming up, he might not be here, but we're going to do it anyways. It's time for Dirty's Daily. I went out for New Year's Eve last night, and I got some questions. We'll talk about it next. It's The Drive.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.